Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure Patricia de Lille on Saturday revealed that an investigation into the 37 million fence at the Breitbach border recommended disciplinary charges against 14 senior officials of a department due to alleged acts of misconduct related to the project. The probe found several alleged procurement and other irregularities and allegations of fraud committed by officials and the border fence project service providers. In a statement on Saturday, De Lille said the report recommended that the border fence project be brought before Special Investigation Unit Tribal to pursue civil litigation. The investigation report conducted by the Auditor General and the Department's Anti-Corruption Unit, assisted by members from the SRU, found that due to irregularity application of the emergency procurement process, there was a projected spend of 40.4 million. At all times, the cost of the project communicated to me was in the region of 35.1 million. It was only much later that officials informed me of the additional cost, just over 3.2 million for the principal agent for professional services and project management, which led to the actual total projected spend just by 40.4 million. The minister says the investigation did not find any evidence of impropriety against her or that she had benefited personally from the controversial project. The aim of the program was to repair and replace an existing borderline fence between South Africa and Zimbabwe due to the coronavirus pandemic, but the project came under the spotlight because of associated costs that the department had previously defended. De Lille said a copy of final reports would also be shared with law enforcement agencies, regulatory bodies, and the parliament. On